Hi, I'm Kendra, and this video series is all about introducing you to Visual Studio. So, what is Visual Studio? It's an integrated development environment that's very popular for .NET and C++ workloads, as well as a ton of different other languages and frameworks. It has a huge ecosystem of extensions, and it's been around for over 20 years. So, shout out to everyone who is not that old who's watching this video. Visual Studio is what I like to call a live-in editing environment. So millions of developers all over the world spend over 40 hours a week in this program. So we like to make it really nice. So with that, it's also one of the most popular editing environments. And that's not just me saying it. Stack Overflow's survey had it as the number two most popular editing environment. The number one is Visual Studio Code. And that's something to point out. Visual Studio is not to be confused with Visual Studio Code. Visual Studio Code is a lightweight source code editing experience that has only been around a few years and is wildly popular. Visual Studio is the integrated development environment with a world-class debugger and editing experience. So I'm going to take you through Visual Studio. First off is customization. So you can easily change your themes, fonts, and colors to just decide what makes you most comfortable in your IDE. Here I'm using the blue theme. So Visual Studio also has excellent code completion with syntax highlighting and quick info hints that show up errors and warnings in your editor as you're typing. We also have in IntelliSense starred suggestions, which are our IntelliCode. This is this AI model that can predict what IntelliSense code completions you're most likely to pick based on your coding scenario. Here, I can also set a breakpoint and start up the Visual Studio debugger to learn more about my code as it executes. So this is launching my website, and as soon as I hit Analyze, my breakpoint will be caught. So here, since my app is paused as it's executing, I can search my autos, locals, and watch windows to learn more about the variables in my current scope. Visual Studio also has a very rich ecosystem of extensions. One of my favorites is WackWack Terminal. This allows you to launch a PowerShell window inside of the Visual Studio shell so you don't have to switch between programs. Visual Studio also has built-in code fixes to help you learn even more about what's new in C#. Here I'm using the foreach to link refactoring to help me learn link query syntax. So different teams have a lot of different coding styles, var versus explicit type, for example. I can use an editor config to maintain code style across projects. So when I edit my var rule and change it to a warning, you can now see that feedback immediately appearing in my editor. And I can use code cleanup or control KE to fix the entire document all at once. Now, one of the most exciting features to happen in development recently is Live Share. That's the button at the top right corner of Visual Studio. This is the best tool for any kind of pair programming. As soon as I hit this link, it can pop up an editing window in coding context on a totally different machine that is using my host machine to, well, host and provide all of the build of artifacts that you need. So here, after I clicked that link, it launched Visual Studio Code. So these environments could be on completely different machines. I could be sharing with a completely, like a friend. It's always fun to bring a friend alone. And here I can type, I can debug, I can step through breakpoints, all when sharing context from a different machine. So there's me typing. So Visual Studio is a one-stop shop for a great debugging experience. Collaborating on code is very easy, and you get a world-class debugger and a very extensible ecosystem. Thanks for watching.